they pumped me up.
To American Ninja Warrior competitions, because that's upper body strength work.
I'm going to feel it in the morning. Well, anyway, I'm a glutton for punishment, but I just got tired of them out there in the middle of the, you know, like along the road. So it wasn't too bad. I basically just arranged them from, you know, from several small piles into one big pile, and, you know, gosh, it's starting to sound like Alice's Restaurant. But anyway, it's good for you. And when I don't mind these, you know, raking leaves for 3 weeks of the year, because when my power bill in the summer is $80 max, and all the neighbors who cut down all their trees are sitting and whining, my air conditioner was $359.80. I'm just sitting over there smiling because, you know, I'm using God's air conditioning, big old oak trees. So, anyway, it's a character builder. Be sure your kids experience it before they leave home. All right, well, the other thing I was going to talk about today, oh, getting back to the weather. Oh, yeah, getting a severe weather group. I'll let it drop for a second. Yes. All right, we're going to be cold. Cold snap. Really, we're entering a snap. It's going to be a cold period. Winter is here. The air conditioning outside is fixed. Next week could be interesting. Very, very interesting. I can't do the Artie Shaw thing from laughing, but you know what I'm saying. Something coming out of Mississippi, which is down there along the Gulf Coast. And what happens to Miss Wendy and all the group when moisture comes out of the Gulf and meets cold air in South Kakalaki?
Cold air is a relative term. Like, we get Arctic air, and it started in the Arctic, but by the time it gets to us, it's really quite pleasant air. So, what is it that's going to happen?
It's not going to be sub-zero, but it's going to be in the high 20s during certain parts of the morning and the day. So, we may not have a white Christmas. We may have a slick Christmas. So, be sure to go ahead, and while you're out there Christmas shopping, pick up that loaf of bread, an extra gallon of milk, and a pair of candles. So, this looks like, according to the European model and the whatever the heck else the other one is, I guess the U.S. model, they got a name for it, they got models for everything. Anyway, it's looking pretty interesting. At first, it was going to be in Charleston, just along the coast. And, you know, we've heard, you know, we've seen, we've witnessed some big snows in Myrtle Beach down to Charleston. And we got nothing here. But it's expanding a little bit. So it's going to be interesting. Certainly be interesting for our friends just north of the transmitter site in North Kakalaki.
This is going to be interesting. We don't do well with ice, that's for sure.
Rest assured, neither do Northerners. They claim, well, we know how to drive in snow. Yeah. But you ain't no better on the ice than we are. So, anyway, enough of that, but that's the Southeastern Extreme Weather Group. Now, here's just something that has absolutely nothing. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Before I do that, got to do my little ADH thing here, turnabout. I asked some folks last night, talking about not hearing much. Well, I found out one thing. If I'm wanting to listen to 10 meters, my antenna, since I don't have a tuner, is too long. My 60-foot antenna is way too long to pick up anything in 10 meters. I thought, well, you know, I mean, I thought it was just on the transmit side. And, you know, don't key the button. You're not legal yet anyway, but you don't want to burn your radio, yada, yada. No, I found out that I only need about a 17-foot antenna. Really, a two legs, 8.31 inches long, to be exact. So I might go to the Ace Hardware and go pick me up some more 14-gauge wire and make me a dedicated 10-meter. Or just find the base to that CB antenna I got out in the shed. But that's, it's out there. I just got the wrong antenna for it. But I'm going to be changing a lot of that soon. So that's what I know on radio right now. And, oh, yeah, I asked about 6 and 10 meters last night. Why aren't we using 6? And, Larry, thank you so much. You know, tell us about the ones up there in Pickens and everything, the 6-meter repeaters. And, you know, basically they're not getting used because they're not getting used. And went to one of the ham radio groups and asked about it, and they came back and said, well, if you want to talk local, get on 40 meters. Blah. And I went, now there you go. We weren't talking HF. We were talking VHF and conventional, you know. You know, they're not licensed for that. So they're not going to be able to talk. So, you get a smart aleck everywhere. But, then I got some other folks on later on, and they said they're kind of a, yeah, we might dust off the old 6-meter here and give it a go. You know, even if it just gets one county further, that's further than we are with 2 meters. Another thing, radio today, I'll let it drop for a second. KD4SRR ID. 146625 came online for a while to fill in the gap from Little Mountain to Columbia for Fleet Talk. And it was on a good part of the day and it sounded really good. But it's back down again because there's some sort of crazy interference coming in from the myriad of antennas on Little Mountain. Between, and if y'all aren't familiar with that, I'm sure most people are, but it's between Chapin and Prosperity Newberry. So, it's a little peak, 800 some feet high. And, they've been trying to get this, gap in, Fleet Talk fixed. But it's constantly picking up something from the other antennas. But when it's going, it is a nice sounding repeater, and folks down in almost to Augusta can communicate on that with very low wattage. So on the radio scene, that's about enough. One last thing before I go, if I may, and I think if I may, my hand slipped off the button there for a second. I am experimenting with something here. It's non-radio related, but I've been curious about them, and I got one in the mail to try out. I now have a diesel heater, and everybody goes, okay, big deal. You got one of those torpedo things. It probably burns kerosene, and it's noisy, and you're not supposed to use it inside, blah, blah, blah. No, this is a German-designed little box, and it's not like the torpedo heaters, they call them ready heaters, you see in the warehouses that either burn kerosene. Some of them can burn fuel oil, but most of them kerosene. And they make a lot of noise, and they kind of look like a jet engine. This is not like this. This is a little tiny box with, if you know diesels, it has a glow plug, but there's no piston. It's actually a little engine, though. It's not just a burner. And the Germans came out with this many years ago to heat Greyhound buses and big trucks using the diesel fuel out of the fuel tank. But they're a unique little box, and it actually came 6 days early from Wally World. I ordered it online. And I'm going to try it out here in a little bit. Being Euro design, although this is built in China, it is only Celsius, so I got to do the conversion to the devil's, you know, system. And they do not go by BTUs, they go by kilowatts, which we think of as just electricity, but they measure kilowatts as also heat output in Europe. So I'm anxious to try it. Supposedly, it puts out about 18 to 20,000 BTUs of fan-forced air. It can run off a 12-volt or 24-volt. So I have a spare power supply here. I'll let it drop for a second. Some people are using these things. You got a little muffler for it because it's like a little engine. You got a muffler, but it's no piston and there's no turbine. And you wonder, how the heck is this thing an engine? But it is. And you give it a fresh air intake. It's got a little muffler on it. And, of course, it's liters, but 5 liters, which is a little bit over a gallon, about a gallon and a quarter, I'd assume. They said it'll heat up to 30 hours or more on that. So even though the fuel's a little more expensive, I'm anxious to try it. But anyway, that's my day. I probably bored everybody to sleep, put them into a coma. But I do appreciate all the indulgence by you, Miss Wendy. And with that note, I'll just say back to you. This is KD4SRR Clear, but open to any questions. And, you know, if it's a good question, I'll give you extra credit on your grade.
KD4SRR, this is KN4HTP. Well, I am curious to hear when you get the diesel heater working. I want to hear how toasty cozy you can. And it also sounds like you're just talking about the 6 meter is going to, is going to make some changes. You're starting some change there, and people who used to be interested are going to get interested again. So that will be interesting to hear how that progresses, and how also interesting that you're going to have some more antenna fun, because we love our antennas. So that I'll be interested to hear about that too. So once you get that worked out, I want to hear about your success with using your shortened or your different antenna. So thanks for hanging around. Was nice to hear what you've been up to today, and I appreciate it. At this time, I am going to check and see if there's anyone who does want to check in. We're hit the end of our rag chew tonight, but have I missed anyone to check in or for comments? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call Net Control with check-ins or comments.
For H2P, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd, and Sensibel. Also the comment that I passed my general test today.
Fabulous. Congratulations on that. I am jealous because I did not put in the work to get the studying done, to get the test done, but I admire you for doing that, and congratulations on that. That's a big deal, Mr. Lloyd. KO4PXB. Is there anyone else listening in that wants to give Mr. Lloyd a quick congratulations?
4SRR, Motormouth Robert down here. Hey, man, kudos and all that good stuff. We'll be glad to take you out for a hamburger maybe next Tuesday. Salute!
All right, super work. KK4JBQ.
This is KO4PXB. Thank everybody that thanked me. I missed one question out of it, and I just tried to do the extra, and that was definitely a no-go.
KN4HTP. Well, I'm delighted for you. So thanks for sharing that news with us. And good luck with the extra. So you've already got that goal on your radar. I'm still back on the general goal. So, but really, congratulations, man. That's great. All right. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and let's see, find my spot on the script here. I think that Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he'll appreciate you checking him in with him at 9 o'clock. And tonight, I will submit the net report electronically, and I'll break here for a minute to fill that in. And so if you can hold on a minute, you'll hear the results transmit. KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night, everybody.
JBQ, thank you, Wendy. 7-3.
All right, thanks for putting up with me, especially, Wendy. 73s.